everyone, Allison here. This week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour is brought to you by Scout and Cellar. Wouldn't you love to drink clean crafted wines that are handpicked by a level 3 sommelier? Of course you would! Scout and Cellar clean crafted wine is made without the added sulfites, without the added 16 grams of sugar, without the purple coloring that can stain your teeth, and without the pesticides and preservatives. Plus, it is lab tested to be both organic and vegan. Today we are drinking, say it, Tom.
Gewürztraminer.
Yes, with the Boston accent. And it is smooth. It's yummy. And it's like a nice little gold color. It's great. Go to goodcleangrapes.com to join the wine club that delivers clean crafted wine right to your door. Or you can join the team and become a wine consultant yourself. Again, that is goodcleangrapes.com. And thank you for the wine, Scout and Cellar.
Now entering nerdist.com.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Haislip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. This week, like every week, we are going to sip some booze and
that right now.
Spit some news.
Spat.
That's news being spat right at you. Did you get it? Are you learning?
Did it hit you in the face?
Did it hit you in the face? The learn holes?
Your ear holes on your face?
Speaking of learn holes,
you're
the
such
man
a
with
hole.
The biggest learn hole I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know it.
Tom Supervolcano Krajewski.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Hey. Guess what happened the other day?
No.
While I was sitting in my office at my house.
Did you get a flamethrower?
Oh,
no. That would have been amazing. Spring, guys. Spring.
Oh, did your power wall start working?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
I'm going to keep guessing.
Spring,
you got
guys,
your
spring.
Coffee maker
Wait, you
back?
You were sitting.
That happened.
Yeah.
Sitting in your office. So this
sitting
is
in my office.
Thing.
Okay.
Well.
No.
And all of a sudden, it started to rain.
Oh,
and
no. Like, it started to hail.
And then I realized that rain is really loud. And I looked outside and I was like, that looks like snow rain.
Snow rain.
And then
also
I opened the door and by God, if it wasn't hailing.
Yeah.
I didn't know it hailed.
Yeah.
Oh,
Monday.
This weekend. No.
Yeah.
No. It was
last
Monday.
Yeah. But it was like full on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am in Los Angeles.
Yeah. What is happening, weather?
I didn't move here for weather.
I did not move here for hail.
Yeah.
I mean, hail? What? And like, hail.
The apocalypse is coming,
like,
clearly.
Yeah.
Big pieces of hail.
Big
like
pieces, like
BB.
Handout, BB size hail landing in my paw.
Not BB size. Oh, BB. Yeah. You said BB size. I instantly thought BB-8.
Yeah. Jesus. I have a feeling that would have made the news.
That's the wrong size.
Giant medicine ball size hail murdering
brain.
People. I love that BB, and you're like,
I'm like,
oh, BB-8.
Yeah, clearly.
It's actually really cute because my little niece, her name is Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody calls her BB.
Right. She's the very smart one. She's the clever one.
She's in,
the
she's,
stealthy one,
yeah,
wasn't
she? She is one of those.
Manipulative.
Yeah. She's 18 months old.
Right.
She has a 1,000 word vocabulary. Mm. And she speaks two languages.
Oh, my gosh.
Because her father's Czech and her mother's not
Yeah, you've
Czech.
Talked about this.
But it's crazy because when she wants something, she says her own name, but she says BB.
Yeah, you've told us this entire story,
Oh, God,
Alex.
This is
great. I like your story.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep going.
BB.
Thank you, Tom.
I
BB.
Like
BB. BB.
And it's just like, and by the way, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was watching them, and all of a sudden, in the background, I just heard, BB! BB! And I was like, there she goes.
Did you tell
I was like, what does she want? She's
what
like,
does
oh,
she want?
She doesn't like that I'm in the other room, so my mom went in.
Did you tell a story? I forget if it was on the air, if you told the story or not, when like she's eating a cookie and you're-
That was on the air.
That, okay, that was funny.
On the air, on our radio show.
No! And by the way, Heather still does that to me. Like, I'll look over at her and she goes, no! No!
Like if Heather goes for another glass of wine and you're like, come on.
I'm like, I don't know. She's like, no!
No!
No.
No.
She's like, Heather. I'm like, all right, have the other glass
Fine,
of wine.
Fine, you can have more wine.
Fine.
Can I ask our listeners for a favor?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Hey, listeners, I gotta ask if someone out there can help me out with this.
Now, wait.
What?
Before you do this.
Oh, no.
One of my favorite things that I found on the internet is a guy who is really good at Photoshop.
Oh, no. Oh, he, like,
and people request him to do things to their pictures.
Yes, and then
and
he does
takes
the, like, literally thing.
Yeah.
So No,
just
I'm not.
Caution.
That's not what I'm asking.
I know, but I was just thinking yes. about what you were going to ask, and I was like, I wonder what's going to be changed.
That's really funny. Okay, so here's the deal. I am trying to get my main photo on my Wikipedia page changed because I have realized that when you just Google Allison Haislip, it is the first photo that pops up, but the photo is over 6 years old, and it's when I had bright red hair. Ooh. And I've realized that I'm showing up to jobs, like I get hired on jobs, and I show up, and hair and makeup expects me to look like that person.
Interesting.
Not
like,
funny.
Not like my current hair color.
So oh, interesting.
Problems. Right. So, you know, it's just something that I'm like, I should probably get this fixed. But if anyone has ever tried to change anything on Wikipedia, oh my God. There are like so many hoops you have to jump through. So I'm wondering if there's any of our listeners out there who are like Wikipedia masters, who have actually like gone through and added information.
Wiki masters?
Yep. Yeah, who have actually like sent in revisions and or added stuff or like already have one of these accounts set up. Have the credentials. Mm-hmm. Yes. And have dealt with, because I've heard that like even when you try to change information, they hit you back and they're like, well, how can we change this? You know, so I want someone who like has gone through this process. And if you have, if you can email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com, I will send you... The actual picture that I would like used. This is I'm not just throwing the picture out there. I'm going to email you the actual. I have the rights to the photo because I know that's a big deal for Wikipedia too. I have the rights.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be a free license or something like that. Yeah. I've got it all okayed and everything like that. And I will send it to you. And if we get this all to work out, I'm going to find a thank you gift to send you, whoever that can be.
Yeah.
But please don't like be like, I just want a gift from Allison and sign up for Wikipedia. I want someone who's gone through this process before.
Yeah.
Because I'm so
shocked. You only get the gift if the picture changes.
Yeah. But like, I understand why there are all these hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
Because there's people who have gone on there and they're like, every once in a while, I just change the size of Idaho on the map, you know? like they'll just make like weird little changes. And but it baffles me that things like, I know for a brief period of time, my Wikipedia page said that I had successfully punched a shark in the face.
Amazing.
So someone actually was able.
Awesome.
I know. Someone was actually able to get
that off
through the process. I mean, and then it got flagged. But I'm like, how is that so easy? And I can't just change my damn photo.
Yeah. Well, you know? I told the story, I think, on Dig Nation even back in the day of my mom writing into Wikipedia because my birth location was Vienna, Virginia. That's where I grew up. And by the way, I didn't even move there until I went to high school, but like that's where I grew up. And it said born, and for whatever reason, it stuck in my mom's craw.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know that's not true. So she submitted a change.
Right.
He was born in Beverly Hills, which is the location of the hospital I was born
in. Right, you were born
LA.
In Cedars. I always forget about that. Every
Beverly
time
Hills.
You tell us
yeah.
this.
You're
I'm
a local,
like,
man.
I'm totally a local. It's weird that I moved like 15 minutes away from the location of my birth.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Still hanging on.
Yeah.
You just can't get away.
I am. I drive by it and I go, I feel nothing. But anyway.
But so hard.
But you're kind of like that in life, Alex. Like, you have such little attachment to things that sometimes I'm like, are you human?
Yeah, no, it's really true. It's really true. I am, as Heather says, I'm sentimental, but not in a sentimental way. Like I love memory. Like my memories are, I think of them fondly and they're very great, but I don't need to save a thing that I had.
Right.
Because who gives a shit?
Right. Got it.
But it's really funny because I went and had dinner last night with my mom.
Yeah. Right.
And we were talking about that because we were talking about going to McDonald's as kids and that like even for the parents it was like a respite. Because my mom was like, it was great because we didn't have to, A, it was special, we didn't go all the time. B, I didn't have to cook.
Right.
C, once we were done, we threw all the trash away and left.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even have to clean when I got home. It was like, we loved it. And so I started talking about the toys that you got.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, do you remember the Star Wars glasses?
Yeah.
I have the Return of the Jedi ones.
Oh.
I have the entire set of the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, because my mom was like, I remember we had all of those.
Yeah.
We definitely do not anymore. And I said, well, that was one of the problems. Oh. As a kid, I had the same sentimentality.
Right. Yeah.
When I was done with a toy,
you're like, I don't need it
sell
ever it.
No,
again.
I would sell it at garage sales. We would do garage sales.
See, this is where your entrepreneurial side came from.
Yeah, definitely. I remember trying to sell baseball cards. I'd sold everything. Because why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'll just say real quick. I had looked at my Wikipedia page because I didn't write it, but I just looked at it now. There's a whole section under there someone put there called BID. about the podcast.
Amazing.
But I digress.
That took me a while to figure out. I was like, what?
I was like, BID? I'm like, body mass index?
That is amazing.
Someone cared enough to
there
actually
you go, see?
Think that section
yeah.
through.
That
is
so amazing. If we have any Wikipedia masters.
But yes, so my mom changed it and Wikipedia
they
asked
said
them.
No.
Well, they came back and said, we can't verify this information. And she was like, verify this information. I did it.
Yeah.
It was me.
My vagina will verify it for you.
I know where this happened because it came out of me.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know what it is now. Actually, I should look just to see.
No, according to his Wikipedia page, he was born on an alien planet.
Oh, that was another thing. That was another thing was that at one point, like the punch in the face, I was a coal miner in Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let me see. Early life.
See, your main picture still looks like, because you haven't changed in 20 years.
Born. Vienna, Virginia.
Oh, it still hasn't been fixed.
They still haven't changed it.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
So proud of your Beverly Hills legacy.
I mean, to be honest,
well, I understand it. Like, it'd be one thing if you had moved to Vienna, Virginia when you were like two.
Yeah,
I could understand
exactly,
that. But the fact that you weren't there until high school, that's not even close to being correct.
Yeah, I know. I love this. This biography of a living person.
Is that
needs
what
additional citations and verifications.
Oh,
please help by adding reliable sources.
Yeah.
Unlike the mother of the person who's in there.
That's not reliable.
That's not reliable.
That's crazy.
How could you rely on that?
I have no idea. Anyway, if anyone can help me out, I'll probably send you like a signed Allison or something like that.
Oh,
that'd be
that's
great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we have some follow-up stuff.
Ooh, I like follow-up.
Follow-up.
So two things to follow up on.
Great.
Woo-hoo. Well, it's the same thing, but two things about it. Lego Saturn 5.
Yay! Yeah.
So we got an email from Art.
Okay.
It says,
did it
hi, HHHH gang.
Hi.
Of three,
hi,
Allison, Alex, and Super Volcano Tom.
Hello.
Art here.
Art.
Hi, Art.
Hi,
yes.
Allison. Yeah, there we go. Thank you so much for the opportunity once again to contribute to cancer's demise,
yes,
this time
damn
in
cancer
children. Yeah. I received my Lego Saturn 5 on Monday, just a few days after Alex shipped it.
Yay.
As you can see from the attached pictures,
it
arrived in pretty good shape.
Oh, good.
Pretty good.
With just a handful or two of loose pieces.
Okay.
Thanks, I'm sure, to Alex's use of an extremely large packing box. Massive amounts of styrofoam peanuts and more bubble wrap than you can imagine. I literally bought the biggest box I could buy that I was like, I can ship this. And then I bought a bag of packing peanuts and a roll, like a giant
wheel
of bubble wrap, and I just bubble wrapped everything.
Yeah.
Shoved it in.
Can I see the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is, here, check this out, guys. So this is the...
Oh, that's the box. I don't know.
Hold on. I'm going through. This is the first one. And then this is some of the bubble wrap.
Oh, wow.
And that is the rocket.
Yeah.
So not too much came off.
Oh, that's all.
Well, actually, the important part is that the signatures stayed in one place.
Yeah, all the signatures.
We were scared of those breaking apart and then you having to like actually match those exact pieces up. So the signatures make sense.
Extra puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It arrived in pretty good shape with a handful of... thanks, I'm sure. Blah, blah, blah. Bubble wrap, you can imagine. I will try to put it back together again in the next couple of days. I grew up glued to the television, watching the space race on TV.
Oh, cool.
And wishing I could one day live to see a launch. Although I never saw a live Saturn V launch, I was fortunate to become a launch weather meteorologist for the U.S. Air Force at Cape Canaveral.
That sounds boring.
That's the coolest job ever.
Yeah. In the early 80s, I saw many live launches of the space shuttle, beginning
That's
with
cool.
the second one. Over 4 years, it was exciting to give
cool.
a final weather is good for launch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Or weather is go for launch. That's awesome. Weather over the radio before running up to the roof to see the sky light up and never got old. Lego Saturn 5 reminds me of those days. Thanks again. Be well, Art.
That's cool.
So
man.
Cool.
Wow. Jeez. I did not realize there was more. I love that he was the guy that says weather is a go for launch.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The
I just
want to
say one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for launch. Go for launch.
Yeah. Make rocket go now.
Have you been in any of those things? I've actually been in Mission
Control.
Oh, really?
Of course you have, because your dad is Mr. NASA.
Yeah.
Well,
he
it was
the
weirdly, I was in a Lockheed Martin ad.
You were?
No,
yeah,
really?
Until right now, I totally forgot that I did this.
Wow.
Industrial or like a...
No. It was like a... Lockheed Martin, we're doing things in space. And it was like me at a control thing, turning a knob.
How old were you, 10?
No. It was.
I think he was an adult. Yeah.
I don't know.
I love that.
Maybe Lockheed's looking for young.
I really hope that was Lockheed Martin's tagline. We're doing things in space.
Lockheed Martin. We're doing things
in space.
Space. Yeah. Speaking of which, did you guys see the teaser trailer for Netflix's Lost in Space?
Yeah. No. Does it look good?
Yeah, but I'm more. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you talk first.
There's nothing. It's not. There's nothing there. It's just a walk. But I was surprised at how excited I got.
Yeah, it was pretty simple but dramatic and
simple but dramatic.
Is that the kid?
Like my life.
It's simple but dramatic. Is that the kid from Tomorrowland?
Oh, I don't know.
Looks a little like him, but I'll have to look it up.
Didn't watch it.
I got a little more excited for the Karate Kid teaser, the TV show on Rex.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I had that idea for a show a long time ago, and now they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Without my
involvement. It's the two guys like owning dojos next to each other?
No, it's the bad guy starting his Cobra Kai again.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I think it's a comedy.
Get over it.
It's going to be awesome.
I love the idea of like the Cobra Kai coming back, and then you see Daniel LaRusso coming in and being like you shouldn't start this up again. It was nothing but bad.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you, Daniel-san. I'll sweep your leg again.
I'll sweep your fucking leg. Sweep the leg. Sweep the leg.
I need a body bag, Johnny.
Amazing. And just going back to the Lego, when does the money go to you? There's like a waiting period before you get to deposit it?
The money will go to charity an hour and a half ago.
It already went?
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to tell you. But then I was like,
big
donated
news.
The money.
We donated $818 to Fuck Cancer Day.
Well, mine is bubble wrap, which got $700.
No.
I donated $818.
Yeah, we covered.
We definitely lost some money. Well, we didn't lose money. We donated money to charity.
After our massive check we got from Nerdist a couple weeks ago.
Well, that we burned through that, too.
Yeah.
it was really fun. It was good to be able to sort of, you know, do it. And then I was like, oh, wow, that was actually
That's
really
cool.
good.
Yeah.
Because on the page that he has, it actually shows like ranges. So the good news is when you look at it, it says half hour happy hour and it says between $500 and $1,000.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, Yeah.
That's cool.
We could have been $9.99.
We don't know that.
It wasn't. Right. It was $8.18. But it could have been.
Close. Close.
While we're on the subject, I actually tweeted out this past week a bunch of charity stuff that I'm involved in, and it feels like fitting to say this right now. I'm doing. I should have tweeted out Dave's. I didn't think about that. Well, we talk about it enough on the podcast.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of charity things that I'm involved with coming up, and like, you know, these listeners obviously like this stuff. So I just want to throw this out there. But it's my pinned tweet. If you go to my Twitter account, it's a pinned one. It's a whole thread. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I put out there was, I'm not actually involved with this, but I think it's a very good thing to support. But the kids from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are going back to school this week, week when you're listening. And there's a GoFundMe page to, it's basically, you know, it's to help the community rebuild. But one of the big things that they're going to be doing, from what I have a buddy who was an alumni there.
Oh, wow.
That was his high school. I mean, he's our age.
Yeah, he's been there ages.
Yeah, exactly. So I was getting all this information from him, but they are planning on tearing down that wing of the school.
Oh, wow.
Where the shootings happened.
That's intense.
Exactly. And rebuilding it and as a memorial to all people. I can't even talk about it. I start crying. Anyway, that's what this GoFundMe page is partly going to go to. And it's a 501, so it's all nonprofit.
501C or whatever they're called.
It's 501C, I was like, so it's nonprofit, it's tax deductible, all that kind of stuff. So that's the first thing I talk about. The second thing is on March 10th, I am doing
my dad's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he should come out and join me.
I'll tell him.
I'm doing a build.
He's not gonna do that.
I'm doing a build with Celebrities for Homes, which it's similar to Habitat for Humanity, but they build homes specifically for veterans.
Cool. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great. And so I'm on Team All Stars. And so if you go to that link that I posted, you can donate to my team. There's different teams to donate to. Make sure you select Team All Stars.
Where is the build taking place? California, I'm assuming?
It is in California. Yeah. It's in, where am I going?
Yeah, because I was like, if it's way north of us, definitely not. My dad's not going.
No.
It's not San Diego. He might swing by. A birthday nail.
It's like, you know, it's like Santa Clarita or something. You know, it's like right on the outskirts somewhere. Yeah. I actually don't know.
Like but Magic
that's
Mountain
actually a good thing to say. If you donate over $1,000, which I know is a big ask, but if you donate over $1,000, you actually get entered into a raffle to potentially build with us.
Oh,
so
fun.
If that's something you're interested in, you could.
Is there a team? Are there like a team of people that you're going with?
Well, so I'm on Team All Stars, which are people who have helped out with the organization for a while, which I've been a part of this. It's the Entertainment Industries Councils. I've been doing things for them for years now. But they have specific network teams. So there's like Team Fox, Team ABC, Team NBC. And there's people who work on shows for those. So that's, but I guess because I'm not currently on a show, I got put on Team All Stars.
Amazing.
So you can donate to that. And then the last thing is the 22nd, March 22nd is World Water Day.
Ooh.
And so I'm doing this thing with my friend Amy Paffrath where we are hiking up Griffith Park Canyon, whatever that hike is, carrying 40-pound jugs.
Each?
Wait, two 40-pound jugs?
No. Each of us have a 40-pound jug.
Jesus.
I have my own 40-pound jug to basically symbolize people in third world countries who have to walk 4 miles each way just to get fresh water. That's what they're carrying, 40 pounds. All the money that we raise from there is going to help build wells in towns.
Yeah.
But that's the one. That one already took off like late. All I had to do was raise $250. Like literally the first donation came from one of our listeners, Michael, who donated over the amount.
Oh, wow.
And I keep getting donations for that's the one that people are really resonating with. So
you mean because they want to see you walk up a hill with a 40-pound rucksack of water?
Or they just are like super supportive of people having water. You know, water's like, we need water, guys.
Yeah.
You know?
People need water. Newsflash.
This is the best part about
it. You heard it first, folks.
This is the best. So that's the only one where I get the email alerts to know that somebody has donated. From the other ones I have to go and check, but so I get these email alerts and I know that it's half hour happy hour fans because they're all donating weird amounts of money.
Yeah,
it's like something
$33.33
or literally like $52.61, and I'm like, I fucking love you guys.
that's our
thing now, just donate odds amount of money.
That is amazing. Now wait a minute,
are
we gonna be able to, I feel like somebody should be following you live streaming your effort to get to the top of the mountain.
Hey, if one of you would like to do that,
or could do that on caffeine.
Caffeine do that mobily?
Stream on the iPhone app.
I'm all about it.
Let's do it. Okay, maybe I'll go.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, do the hike.
We'll attach a camera to your head so you can literally. Yeah, you can just be hiking behind and be like, "Look at her.
I got two arms free for water, but I don't gotta carry."
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly,
you just walk up, tap her on the shoulder, you're like, "I'm really thirsty. Can I have some of your 40 pounds of water?"
Well, we're not carrying actual water. We're just carrying jugs that weigh as much as it would be.
So what are we gonna drink when we're on the way up?
I think we can bring bottles of water too.
Can we bring vodka?
Like, well, we have 40 pounds representing water, and then we also are carrying our own water.
I mean, quite honestly, I think I've raised enough for at least one other person to join me. So
that's amazing. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah, maybe if we raise more than that, I think you guys can come anyway. I don't think they're going to be like, no, you can't hike.
Stop hiking. Yeah, Secret Service jumping and landing, killing Tom.
All right,
Tom. Your 40 pounds or whatever. Yeah.
Well, then save the date, March 22nd.
That's amazing.
We'll hike. All right, so that's good. We're doing a lot of good on this podcast.
Yeah, it's a good podcast.
Yeah, this is the best podcast ever.
Speaking of a lot of good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna bring it down for a second.
Oh dear!
But
it's gonna.
Well, all right, Tom. This is, unfortunately, you are correct.
Okay,
this is what happens.
Well, as I laugh about someone's.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Because we bring levity to people's lives.
We do.
But this email hit me really well. Actually, we got a couple good emails. No, don't worry, Tom. We got a couple good emails about people's response to our conversation about the gun control debate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool. I keep thinking about you yelling, "We should take guns. Don't touch my guns."
By the way, that's the problem with the gun control debate.
I know.
Those are the two people talking. You're like, why are we even in this room?
Yeah.
But a lot of people were really happy that we sort of broached that subject and did it in only the way that the half hour happy hour can do it, which is keeping everybody fun.
Absurdly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But actually,
and understanding
talking
we
honestly,
have no authority over anything.
That's basically what makes it so easy, is because we go, nobody's listening to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, this says a sad Monday.
Oh.
I know. This is a little sad, but it's one of those things where I was like,
we can go there. We can go there.
We're happy that our fans are, that we get to do this for our fans.
Yeah.
Hi, half hour happy hour.
Who's this from?
Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Pause for Allison. Hi, Allison. As a longtime listener, I had a long Monday where my fiance's father was in the hospital and passed away. We spent 23 hours with him until the end, so I didn't get to the podcast as I normally do.
Right.
And not much in the mood for a lot. I listened to it today, Wednesday.
Okay.
And even with some heavy subjects, aka gun control, which... was done very nicely, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
This is one of the, I have to say, it gave me 30-ish minutes to get caught back up with the half hour, happy hour, and bring a little sunlight into my day.
Oh, good.
Thanks again, as always, and love for the stories you share. Barry, a.k.a. Barry Pepper.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's right. Oh, I forgot about that. What happened to Barry Pepper? Where is he now?
I don't know. He's a Scientologist.
Yeah. Well, sorry for
not that that's a problem.
Yeah. What?
I mean, he's, whatever.
Oh, yeah. We're so sorry for your loss, Barry, but we're glad that we can do a little something.
Yeah, it's fun because a lot of times we used to do this stuff with Dignation back in the day. Is like we would sit around, drink, and just be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while, we get...
I'm sorry, yeah. Is that any different?
No, exactly. But
the only difference is now there's a woman joining.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Tom and I are just sitting there awkwardly staring at you. I think it's a girl. What should we say?
How do we check?
How do we check? How do we check? I don't think we can. Not anymore.
Hashtag me too.
Like, she just yelled, hashtag me too. We got to go. Run. Clear out the garage. Just let her stay in the garage. It's like me and Tom looking over the fence at the garage. I think she's still in there. No, but we have this thing where we're just having fun, dicking around, you know, just enjoying ourselves. And every once in a while, we would get emails where we realized, like, I remember this one guy sent an email in. There was like a flood or a hurricane, and he was a first responder firefighter. And he said that, like, traveling through, I think it was Katrina, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, he was a first responder at Katrina, and he was like,
man,
it was just a shit show.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I would, at the end of the day, I would put in my earbuds and listen to Dignation. And it was just like, I didn't have to, for that hour-ish or whatever, I didn't have to think about what I was doing. And it's funny because we don't think about how that can affect people in a positive way.
It's almost like because we do this, not the podcast specifically, but like living and working in the entertainment industry,
you kind of forget
that your job is entertainment, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like we're literally living to bring entertainment to other people's lives and allow them to experience joy or get through grief or whatever it is, just, you know, to really like deal with human emotions in a way.
Yeah.
And it is nice to hear that every once in a while when you're like, oh, right, I'm not just trying to dance like a monkey for a paycheck. You know?
I was like, hopefully not, because the paychecks are thin and coming in late.
Yeah, right.
I was like, if that's why we're here, we should leave.
I didn't mean here specifically, but yes, specifically. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks Barry. Parisha, that's the email. All right, something fun. Oh, first off, this is great.
Okay.
This is one of those emails where I was just like, this is an email.
Yep.
Tesla in space is the subject.
Yep.
And it's from Dana.
Hi, Dana.
And it says, pronounced, I'm a guy. Which is great. Like Dana Gould, you know?
Yeah. Still Dana.
Still Dana.
Still Dana.
But pronounced, I'm a guy.
By the way, Reese like sent me something on Twitter and was still like, thank you for understanding how to pronounce my name.
You mean Rizes?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Rizes. He's so great. He's so great.
Man.
But it's actually a photo of a newspaper cartoon, which I have to show you guys. It's so great. What happened to the dinosaurs?
Oh, gosh. That's, let me see.
Hilarious.
Is it the Tesla crashing?
Tesla goes back
Looks
in time.
Looks like a guy driving a Tesla. That's what destroyed the dinosaurs. Oh my god! It like goes back in
what
time.
What was that? Yeah. It looks like a guy driving a Tesla.
Yeah,
that
goes
is
through a time portal.
Amazing.
And takes out the dinosaurs.
But isn't the Tesla? I feel like the Tesla's in orbit around Mars, right?
It's gonna
or
come
it's
back.
Going to Mars.
It's gonna go
back.
Time portal.
It's
up
outside.
There.
Yeah, it's outside.
That's what I'm saying. It will.
Time portal. Right.
Guys, what? Time portal.
Duh. So
Nadoy.
So you know A Wrinkle in Time is coming out.
Yeah,
which I never read that book.
Okay, so this is a friend of mine texted me and was like, can we go opening night together to A Wrinkle in Time? I'm like, absolutely. And then I thought about it. I was like, I never finished that book. I remember starting it and never finishing it. So I was like, you know what? It's not a big book, obviously.
Is that the one where the next one is called The Phantom Toll Booth, or is the first one that does it have something to do with
the
Phantom Toll Booth isn't part of it.
No.
It's
a different. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's a different author.
That guy writes like this horror kind of kids books.
But
The Will in the Wicker Basket.
But this is the thing. I was like, you know what? It's not a big book. I was like, I'm just going to order it on Amazon and read it real quick before the movie. You know, it's great. And so I go to Amazon and I Google it and I like pull it up and I'm like, wait, I love that I just said I go to Amazon and I Google it. That makes no sense, but that's just...
First off,
instead of saying saying I search for it, my brain just automatically says I Google it. That's
amazing.
I'm so trained right now. Anyway, I pull it up and then I'm like, there were five of them?
Yeah.
It's one of five books, and I had no idea. Yeah. And I texted my friend. I was like, do I have to read all five? And she's like, no, just the first one. I was like, okay, cool. So it's arriving today, and hopefully I'll have it read in like a week and a half. But
could you just read the Wikipedia entry?
No, because who knows if it's right? Some guy drunkenly goes on there and expands the size of Idaho.
That's amazing. Yeah. A Wrinkle in Time. Allison Hayslip goes shark diving.
Yeah, basically.
And she successfully punches one in the face.
Gives birth to Alex in Atlanta, Georgia, wherever your says. Georgia. Where were you born?
Vienna, Virginia.
Sorry, whatever.
That's amazing. Punches a shark, and then Alex is born in Vienna, Virginia. Wikipedia. Smoke bomb.
Finn.
Sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see that adaptation.
I wonder who Oprah's playing. I think she's playing the shark. What? That doesn't make any sense. Well, she's not playing Allison. Yeah. That's that little girl.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's that little girl.
By the way, I'm being portrayed by Chris Pine.
Oh.
Very excited about
that. He's so sexy.
It's funny. He's got that voice that's like, he's one of those guys that when you look at him, he's kind of got that like not what, like not the classic.
I know, that's why I find
face,
him so attractive.
Is super
I don't go for what people normally think is attractive.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, good
I'm
for
like, you.
You
look like a Ken doll. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You bore me. It's like why I don't Superman. Like, Superman's too perfect, so he bores me. Captain America's too perfect, so he bores me.
Yeah, interesting.
You like some guys.
Do you like Hawkeye? Or is maybe he's a little
Fancy. He's got a little...
I'm kind of into Hawkeye.
Yeah. Or Martin Freeman, which is really
just Martin
he's
Freeman.
He's really great.
Let's be honest, just Martin Freeman.
I just love that you would be like sitting there at like a cocktail party with the Avengers.
Yeah,
and Chris Evans is like, "Hey, what's up, lady?" And you're like, "Okay,
yeah, whatever."
And then Martin Freeman comes in and is like,
"Hi,
Do you want a drink?" And she's like, "Sploosh," or whatever she says.
Sploosh, exactly. Oh my god.
Hey.
I just love that Tom's like,
girls are gross.
We're so scary.
How does sploosh work?
Poor Jen.
I don't even know.
Poor Jen. Poor wife.
I don't know why it's like really
But you're right. There's something like kind of, there's something like off about Chris Pine, which is what I think is attractive.
Yeah.
You know, he was told once that, I mean, these fucking, you know, Hollywood stories, but he was basically told by a casting director that he would never really work because he has a giant mole on the side of his face.
That is so
have
dumb.
You ever noticed this giant mole on the side of his face?
Nope.
I think he now has it. I'm not sure, but in his bigger like when it first came out, he still had it.
Yeah,
it was never a thought in my mind ever.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like the things you get told.
My wife, when she was a teenager, she went out to do modeling.
Yeah,
and so she has like a tiny chicken pox. Pockmark and like on her nose somewhere. Yeah, yeah. Barely noticed when they told her she'd never be a model because of that.
Oh my god.
She had everything else pretty
so
much
dumb.
Yeah.
So is that like dumb. Killed her confidence
I
for
know,
a while?
Exactly. Yeah.
It brought her confidence down so low that she married me.
Yeah.
So hey.
So
I'm
congratulations,
like
Tom.
Like
Tom, everybody. Tom, everybody. Congratulations. You made it work, buddy.
Man.
You made it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Sweet. Do we have time for a story?
Yeah.
Like a story.
Well, let's do this one because this is fun. It's an email / story, and it sort of fits. Wakanda. Forever.
Forever.
Still haven't seen it, Alex. Have you?
What?
No, not yet.
What is wrong with you
wait
two?
Wait for the right time. Wait for the right
time. The right time was a week and a half ago.
Nah. I gotta find because I don't want to go with like big crowds. I don't like going to big crowds movies.
Lame.
And so I want to go basically at like 11:30 in the morning on some weekday.
Then go.
I know, but there has yet to be one where I was available.
Excuses.
Hey, 4-H gang.
Who's this from?
Brianne here.
Hi, Brianne.
Brianna. It's B-R-E-N-N-A, yeah.
Brianna.
Brianna, yeah.
Brenna. There's no A.
No. Brina.
Nah.
Brina?
I don't know. Pause. Build suspense. Hi, Allison. I thought you'd get a kick out of the story about a local town getting national attention.
Ooh, yeah.
Thanks for keeping my Mondays worth it.
Woo.
Brina.
Brina.
Okay. There's a town in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And what just happened?
I've heard of
happened?
It.
I've heard of
there we
towns.
Go. Yep. And it is called Wakanda.
It is?
Oh.
W-A-U-C-O-N-D-A.
Oh.
Not Wakanda.
Not, yeah. Native American
W-A-K-A-N-D-A.
Term.
W-A-K-A-N-D-A.
Right.
But Black Panther fans don't give a shit.
That's awesome.
They are calling and screaming, Wakanda forever!
To to anybody in the phone book?
They call the like village council.
Oh my gosh.
On Tuesday, Wakanda Village Hall got its first phone call from somebody yelling, "Wakanda forever!" It's the thrilling battle cry from the smash hit movie Black Panther.
By the way, when you yell it, it sounds like panicked white man yelling it.
And Wakanda forever!
While in the movie, it's like, Wakanda forever! You know?
Amazing.
We didn't see it. We don't know.
You haven't seen it,
I thought it was Martin Freeman running away from
that. No!
Wakanda forever! we had a guy call, and he was shouting that, and I was a little confused, said Elise Hommel, who works at the Village Hall in the far northwest suburb.
Mm. That's hilarious.
He was joking around about it, she said. He just said it, and I was searching for Wakanda from the movie. Oh, he just said that I was searching for Wakanda from the movie, and your village came up, so I thought I'd call you and give you a hard time about it. She also received a couple emails she thinks that are related to the film. To be clear, Wakanda is not the futuristic vibranium-filled African utopia of Black Panther. It is a town in Lake Country with a landmark of a nature bog.
Aw, nature bog.
That's kind of Black Panther-y, the nature part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nature in Wakanda.
There's no bogs.
Okay, I have to see the movie.
We're not talking about it anymore. All right.
But that hasn't stopped comic book geeks and fans from joking on social media that the smash hit film about Wakanda might make Wakanda seem cooler than it is. So people are actually posting pictures of things that happened in Wakanda, Illinois, things that happened in Wakanda, the movie town.
That's hilarious.
Like the street festival where people park their sports cars.
And then the actual
And then flying
town.
Over Wakanda.
That's really
the
funny.
The main city, and then flying over Wakanda.
Seems like someone should open a Black Panther bar, a pop-up bar, in Wakanda. Oh.
Or like I feel like some sort of, you know, homage or fan film should be made called Wakanda Forever, but after that town.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That would be a great documentary. Right? To be like, actually, you could do a documentary about places in real life that share the name of a fictional place and what happens.
That's interesting.
When movies or properties come out.
You know what I found out over the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wonderful Life, that movie.
Yeah.
The original short story that it is based on is actually the author pictured it happening in my hometown.
Oh. Really?
So I've talked about this before. I grew up in Tewksbury, New Jersey.
Tewksbury.
We say Tewksbury in Massachusetts.
Not Massachusetts.
I'm just saying.
But Tewksbury was so small we didn't have a post office, so my mailing address was Califon, which was the town next door. Mm-hmm. So It's a Wonderful Life was set in Califon, New Jersey.
Oh, interesting.
Because that whole bridge that he stands on and he thinks about, he contemplates suicide and all that stuff, is the bridge that's in Califon.
Oh, interesting.
It all just like came out recently in this whole story. And I'm like, what? That's my town.
That's amazing. Your town has angels.
Yeah. Like, my town has angels.
You live in the city of angels, and you're from the town of angels.
I'm one of them.
Allison, honestly, I would tell you right now, you would blow my mind if all of a sudden you were like, okay, guys, I got to come clean. I'm an angel.
And just giant wings pop out of my back.
Giant wings pop out of your back. I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So many questions.
Yes. What are you doing with us? Should you be flying somewhere with your superpowers?
I'm assuming heaven's better than this. You're like, or, you know what? Not so much. It gets a little boring.
Heaven is a place on earth.
Oh, heaven is a place on earth.
They say in heaven, love comes first.
Oh.
So we'll make heaven a place on earth.
That's great.
Because, ooh, baby.
Do you know what?
Do you know what it's worth?
I don't know.
Seven bucks?
I knew where I was going with that. Seven bucks.
I love it. I knew where I was going with that. And then I forgot it and stopped. Oh, my God.
I've had wine. Hey, I've had a lot of Scout and Cellar wine.
Speaking of stopped.
Yeah.
Did we do it?
Did we do it?
I think
we did it.
All right.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, so everyone, so brief recap. Head to my Twitter page and check out my pinned tweet if you want to donate to any of those charities.
Yeah.
Also, Wikipedia masters out there, please email halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. I'll send you the picture. We can get up. That'd be amazing. Thank you so much. If you would like to email us in general, you can email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us.
Yeah.
Rate us.
Yeah.
Share us with your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, you got to go for a three. On whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Yay. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hazlip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Thank you so much for listening to us. And we will be back next week. And we will be back with one Tom Super Volcano Krajewski.
Yes, you will.
Woo.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.